reading today, we heard, conduct your affairs with humility. Humble yourself the more, the greater you are, and you will find favor with God. And then in the gospel, Jesus made it very clear. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. I was sent a beautiful story recently about a young lady named Justine Donahue, who worked full-time for a Protestant evangelical megachurch before coming home to the Catholic Church. She began her story with the heading, "Some truths, once unveiled, cannot be ignored." Anyway, she grew up in a wonderful Christian home. She was baptized at age 16 and went on to follow Jesus as best she knew how. After college, she came upon a beautiful Protestant evangelical megachurch community and was surrounded by people who loved Jesus, and she had every intention of remaining there for the rest of her life. Until one day, she met a stranger who asked her if she attended church. Of course, she said yes, and then she went on to give her witness about her megachurch and invited the stranger to come and see. The stranger told her that she was Catholic and could never leave the Eucharist or the Magisterium and would never even think about leaving the church founded by Jesus Christ. Justine said she had no idea what the Eucharist was or the Magisterium were, but she was immediately offended that someone would have the audacity to claim that Jesus Christ had founded her church. And yet she was captivated that anyone could have the confidence to make such a statement. This began her quest for the truth. So she started Googling, who founded the Baptist Church? Who founded the Assemblies of God Church? Who founded the Evangelical Church, the Pentecostal Church, the Catholic Church? And this was just the beginning. For the sake of time, I'm going to skip some really good stuff, but hopefully we can put the link to the full story on our website for anyone who wants to hear it directly from her. Anyway, late in her journey, she attended a Catholic conference with a pretty famous theologian by the name of Scott Hahn. She went there expecting to remain completely anonymous. During the conference, she realized she wasn't disagreeing with anything that was being said and decided she needed to learn more about the Eucharist. So she went back to buy a book and found the largest one available. It turned out to be too expensive on her salary, so she put it back thinking she could find it cheaper online. Then toward the end of the conference, like many others, she wrote a little note to Dr. Hahn. And in the note she said, "Dear Dr. Hahn, I'm a Protestant, but after today, not for long." She thought this would be for his eyes only. And yet, at the end of his part in the conference, Dr. Hahn decided to pull one note out of a hat to read and then give the person who wrote it a book. It was her note. "Dear Dr. Hahn, I'm a Protestant, but after today, not for long." The audience erupted in cheers. Now remember, she had every intention of remaining anonymous, but she had to walk down the aisle amidst the cheering crowd to receive her book from Dr. Hahn. He gave her a big hug and told her that she had made his day. Then he gave her the book, the very book she had wanted to buy but was too expensive on her salary. But even after this, she still wasn't convinced, because she knew that if Catholicism was true, it was going to cost her everything. So the search continued. In my own words, the Eucharist began to consume her. Ironically, at the same time, she stopped receiving communion at her Protestant church. Now fast forward toward the end of her journey. She went to a 5-day silent retreat where she was in Eucharistic adoration 5 to 7 hours a day, and a priest was giving her spiritual direction. The priest was convinced that she would hear from the Lord before the end of her retreat. But she said nothing was happening. And then he prayed over her, begging the Holy Spirit to come down upon her, and suddenly she had the experience of being blindfolded, and Jesus was behind her, guiding her. She came to a door, pushed it open, and took off her blindfold. Jesus had led her into a Catholic church as Mass was going on. She was actually disappointed and thought Jesus had made a wrong turn. So she turned around, but Jesus wasn't there. Then she turned around again, and he was standing at the altar. Then Jesus began to show her the church. He began with a little red candle. He said to her, This means I'm here. I did this for you. Don't you love it? Then he turned to the stained glass windows and said, these stories from the Bible, I did everything for you. Don't you love it? Then he went to a statue of Our Lady and he said, this is my mother. She's your mother too. I did this for you. Don't you love it? Then he went to the priest and put his hands over the priest's hands. And at the consecration, he held the priest's hands and elevated the host and said, I did this for you. Do you love it? Do you love it? Well, she couldn't understand what Jesus meant. I did this for you. She thought everything in the Catholic Church was man-made. So in her meditation, she decided to take Jesus to her Protestant church to show him everything they did for him. The lights, the screens, the stadium, the seating. And she said to Jesus, we did this for you. Don't you love it? But he said to her, I love you. And that was it. The retreat ended on Saturday, and she resigned from her Protestant church on Monday. She said it was the most difficult decision of her life. It was humbling, like dying. And many of her Protestant friends couldn't understand. As difficult as it was for her to realize that the Catholic Church was the one true church founded by Jesus Christ himself, she humbled herself and was exalted by the Lord. There was nothing arrogant about that stranger, whoever she was, saying to Justine that on that fateful day that the Catholic Church was founded by Jesus Christ. Some truths, once unveiled, cannot be ignored. In fact, it's humbling to speak the truth, knowing that you might be hated for it. But conduct your affairs with humility, because the one who humbles himself will be exalted, and so will many, many others as well because of it.